It is exactly what we thought she was going to propose, which is the two permanent seats, but without the veto. And I don't know whether that is acceptable to Africa, because Africa has been demanding two seats with the veto. And then Africa also wants its three rotating member seats increased to five. And I don't know whether Africa is going to get all of that. But I still think that it's a beginning, not an end. And Africa can accept this and push for more. But that would require Africa to work with the other members, the Chinese and maybe Russia, to see if they can come to some type of agreement. I don't think the veto is on the table, but what Africa could do is request more permanent seats, which can then be allocated either to the regional economic communities or come up with some type of formula that doesn't have one country or the permanent countries holding it forever. But you could have a deal where, for example, we elect countries to go in for 5 years or even 10 years, and then it shifts to another country. And so we can work out those formulas simply, but we need more representation. The United Nations has to allow this to happen because it is losing legitimacy.
Well, Professor, do you think this time around the United States is serious? Because as the ambassador said, the United States is willing to work hard. As she said, it will take a lot of negotiations. So do you think this time around the United States is willing to work hard?
Well, the United States has to at least try, because the United States is competing with Russia and China for influence in Africa. And so it has to come to the table with something. And this is the offer that they are making. The Chinese also have to step up and tell Africa how it is going to help us. The Russians, too, have to step up and make an offer. But the United States, if it wants to get this done, it can do it. The question is whether there's a political will to do it. There's an election coming that may change the calculus. But if the United States wants to get this done, it can be done. There's nothing written in stone at the United Nations. There's been so many changes. So if you are willing to do the work, I think that with the Chinese on the horizon and the Russians on the horizon, this becomes a priority for the United States.